podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today, before we jump in, we'd love to, if you'd leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Those five stars do really help. We'd also like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shoe machine on the market. I'll get it out. Not only are they innovative, unbelievable how shooting machines have changed. You know, I remember when they used to have those long metal racks coming from the court. But how they've innovated, how they've put the trainers right in front of you, it's unbelievable. So go over and check it out. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There's nothing else on the market like it. Nowhere else are you going to get the bat phone to the person running it. No, you know, yes, they might do quarterly or monthly or weekly calls, but they're not on your beck and call. If you have a question, if you have an email, trust me, I will get back to you. I will respond. I will get on a call with you that day. So come over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Let's head off to the podcast. Hey everybody, welcome to Coach Unplugged. Today we're going to talk about defensive culture, kind of building that defensive culture, doing a deep dive into that, and then establishing a defensive culture. This, I don't know about you, but this time of year is the time of year that I'm really doing my deep dive. I am working on my coaching. I am working on my craft, and teachhoops.com is a great time to do that. You know, we have a quarterly membership over there, get 3 months. You could spend the rest of the summer, you know, July, August, September, kind of get you up to the beginning of the season, kick the tires around and check it out. And I think it will be a great resource for you as a coach. So go over and check it out, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. So like I said, today I'm going to talk about establishing a defensive culture. And I think there's some questions that you need to ask yourself as you're driving the car, as you're walking through things. The first thing is, what does a perfect possession look like for you? You know, what does that perfect possession look like? Does it mean you're getting to the helpline? Does it mean you're forcing mid-range shots? Does it mean you're contesting everything? Does it mean everyone's getting back on defense? Does it mean people are getting on the floor? What does a perfect possession look like for you and your program? And I really think that's something you really got to do a deep dive into and sell it to your players, that this is what a defensive possession looks like for us. This is what a perfect possession looks like for us. And if you can find some of those, you know, there's no perfect game, there's no perfect possession, but you can definitely find some that I think are better than others to maybe show them. So that's the first thing. Second thing is, you know, I don't want to call it a quickness thing, but it's, where can your team pick up? Can you pick up in the full court? Can you pick up in the half court? You know, where are you going to pick up the ball and how are you going to handle that? So that's the second thing. So first thing is, what does a perfect possession look like for you? Second thing is, where can you pick up the ball? So the third thing is, I don't recall it. I used to call it my retreat plan, but now I call it kind of my transition plan, is, you know, who's getting back? When are they getting back? Is it the point guard getting back? Is it the guy on the top is getting back? You know, how are you dealing with defending your flag, defending your home base, your paint? So how are you doing that? So I think that's a huge part of, you know, before you even build a defensive culture, before you build a defensive plan, you got to think about, what does a perfect possession look like for you and your team? Okay. How are you going to guard the ball? And what does your transition look like? How or when are you going to get back on defense? So the next thing is kind of, you know, talking, you know, what are your terms? I think this is a big part, and I know in Teach Hoops I've been doing a deep dive into terms, but what is your talking term? Do you call ball? Do you call weak side? You know, I believe, and this is not my quote, that a quiet gym is a losing gym, but one that you cannot play defense when you are not talking.
You have to teach them how to talk, just like you have to teach them how to lead. And I've said this probably 1,000 times on the podcast. The most important game they play in an entire year, they will not hear me. They will not hear their teammate 20 feet away. They will barely hear their teammate that's right next to them or within 3 or 4 feet. So if they're not talking, they're not communicating, that they have to be able to do that. They have to be able to do that. And everything we do defensive drill wise, everything we do is small sided games, everything we do, we're not talking. The coaches aren't talking. The players are talking. I use something. I've done this before. There's a little app. I don't have my phone with me right now, but there's a little app that basically can tell the decibel measurement in the gym, how loud it is. And I'll just pull it out and I'll just point it to it and show that the gym's too quiet. And to be honest with you, when you initially start them to teach them to talk, it doesn't matter what they're saying. Sometimes I just yell out. So initially I'm trying to get them to know each other and love each other and do all that. So I'm having them call each other's names out. We will worry about the terminology. We'll worry about the specific things they're saying. Initially, we want them to just talk. That talking in the gym and that communication will do a lot. What it does also, and you'll notice this, this is something I'll do in my class once in a while, is I'll just start clapping and they'll look at me and then all of a sudden other kids will start clapping and other kids, and there's an energy, there's a life force that happens when people start clapping. It's the same thing when people are talking, when you're in a large gym, that you basically get them to communicate, you will feel the energy, you know, after a long day of teaching or a long day of class, you will notice that communication. So make sure you have a communication drill. You have communication quotas. You have so many things that they have to say, and everything is built around that. So those are some things I think you should really think about in terms of, and again, I'm not talking X's and O's. I'm not talking, this is a tease, the defense that I'm going to be, that we've run, that I'm going to be releasing in the fall, along with our offensive system and our basketball system. So many cool things coming to all of you. But let me know if you have any questions, any comments, anything like that, and what you think about this. What do you do differently in terms of your defensive system? So have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to support us, you want to help us keep the lights on here at teachhoops.com, go over, join, 14-day free trial, and then stop the car. Subscribe, like, Apple 5-star review. That would be good. All right, maybe. Have a good day. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.